Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show, live with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, and Chiefs head coach, Andy Reid. It's presented by Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee, proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Hey, this is Chiefs sideline reporter Josh Quinlan. Before we get you into the Chiefs Kingdom Show, just a quick reminder, you can hear Mitch Holthus with us on Vesco in the Morning every Friday morning at 7:30 leading into the game that weekend. And don't miss color analyst Danan Hughes every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Tune in for exclusive one-on-one Chiefs interviews throughout the season on the Odyssey app and your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. Now, let's get you into the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by the Kansas Lottery. Dream big.
Here is the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.
It's playoff time. Welcome, everybody, to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, and good evening. We know now it's Sunday night. It's at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. It is the Super Wild Card Weekend, and the Chiefs will host the Pittsburgh Steelers. 7:15 Central Time for the kickoff Sunday night. Normally, we would be at one of the 19 Hy-Vee Market Grills or Wahlburgers in the Metro in front of a raucous playoff getting ready live audience, but with the tight NFL COVID guidelines, we're in studio tonight. Thanks to the 13 Hy-Vees that hosted us before we had to move into studio, but we're going to still bring the playoff energy tonight nonetheless. We have a great show lined up. Very shortly, we're going to hear from head coach Andy Reid. And later, I'll be joined by our Chiefs Radio Network broadcast team, executive producer Dan Israel, our analyst Danan Hughes, and our sideline reporter Josh Klingler. But first, for the playoffs, Hy-Vee and the Chiefs have a big announcement this week, and it's exciting. You can partner with Hy-Vee and the Chiefs, City Year, and Giving the Basics to help provide hygiene items to local area students. Visit any Kansas City area Hy-Vee tonight, tomorrow, rest of the week, the next several days, to donate much-needed personal items as toothpaste, toothbrushes, shampoo, body wash, lotion, and more. Your donation will be distributed to local schools through City Year and Giving the Basics. Just purchase a hygiene bag at the register for $10. Your cashier will take the bag for Giving the Basics to deliver on your behalf. You have a chance to make someone's day easier, healthier, happier. So join Hy-Vee and the Kansas City Chiefs to build a stronger and healthier community together. There's preseason speed, there's regular season speed, and then there's playoff speed. And tonight we're revved up full throttle playoff style. When we come back, we'll hear from head coach Andy Reid along with executive producer Dan Israel after this timeout on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
And seven are in right now. They try it on a push left side. Brick it up and hit. Angling near side. Touchdown! Kansas City! Clyde Edwards-Hilaire was hit in the backfield. Would not be denied. And Angles near side. And the Chiefs get a touchdown on their first drive of the game at 4:07 to go first quarter.
Welcome back to our Chiefs Kingdom Show again. Normally, we would be in front of a live audience at one of our Hy-Vees, but with COVID rules, we're in the studio tonight, but getting ready for the playoffs, the Sunday night football game, Chiefs against the Pittsburgh Steelers in the wild card round called the Super Wild Card Weekend. A reminder, Hy-Vee is proud to partner with the Chiefs right now for the playoffs, along with City Year and Giving the Basics to help provide hygiene items to local area students. Get involved with this. You can just visit any Kansas City area Hy-Vee tonight, tomorrow, the rest of the week. Donate much-needed personal hygiene items, toothpaste, toothbrushes, shampoo, body wash, lotion, and more. Your donation will be distributed to local schools to kids who need it the most through City Year and Giving the Basics. Okay, I'm joined now by the executive producer of the largest network in the National Football League, Dan Israel. And we're going to check in with Coach here now, Dan, over the next several minutes. But we're going to start with a glance back to the game Saturday night and the win over the Denver Broncos, and one of the most exciting defensive plays we have seen in quite some time. And a rookie from Mizzou, Nick Bolton, Dan, comes up with the play to turn the game.
You know, Mitch, when we drafted Nick Bolton, other than the fact that he was from Mizzou, it didn't really stand out to me as is going to be a star player in his rookie year. But that's exactly what he's done every week since the season started. It seems like he has gotten better. He's learned. He's progressed. And I asked Coach, I said, just how good is his rookie season?
Yeah, every time he has an opportunity to play, he gets better. And that was a long run.
Yeah.
And he put the pedal to the metal. He did a great job. And Ingram came up huge throughout the game, but you know, that last one was big.
And Nick Bolton making history as well. He's only one of two linebackers, rookie linebackers, since 2015. Darius Leonard of the Colts is the other, to have 100-plus tackles and 10-plus tackles for losses in his rookie season. But there are other heroes. This one, a more accustomed hero, Travis Kelce. And we're just seeing greatness, Dan, every week from Kelce.
Mm-hmm.
But he makes the biggest play at the biggest time and also reaches a milestone.
You know, Mitch, we've been so privileged as Chiefs fans to watch great tight ends over the years. And I never really thought we'd see somebody that could even equal Tony Gonzalez. But Travis Kelce burst onto the scene, and he has done things that no one has been able to do at his position as quickly as he has done them. And it's not just what he's doing overall. It's just not the 9,000 yards and the 700 catches that he's made. It's really about the clutchness of some of these moments. You know, let's go back to the Chargers game where in overtime, he just took it in his own hands and put the game away. And then I thought he did the same thing there in Denver, you know, when a big third down and the Chiefs needed to convert, and sure enough, Kelce makes it big. I asked Coach about just how clutch his career has been.
Yeah, that was a big one. That was a big catch, and you know they had to make a decision on how they were going to cover that thing, and Kelce was able to work his magic there and get himself open, and he and Pat have a great connection, so it was good to see.
28-24 Chiefs, third down and eight at the Broncos 17. Mahomes in the shotgun. Broncos bringing pressure. Pass is caught by Kelce at the 5-yard line. Travis Kelce first down and now has 9,000 yards receiving in his brilliant Hall of Fame career. He is the fastest tight end to get to 9,000 receiving yards in National Football League history.
A moment for several reasons, to win the game and then also to reach that 9,000 area. He also, with 700 receptions and 9,000 yards, only one of five tight ends in pro football history to do so, and two of the other four in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and the other two will be there soon.
That's right.
A guy, Dan, that stepped up, though, to help win the Denver game was Mecole Hardman. We're going to get into the injury to Tyreek Hill in just a second. But what about Hardman's play, especially the 44-yarder when the Chiefs needed to at least kill the clock or get it out of their own half of the field? But what about the play of Hardman in this game and your thoughts or what Coach thought about it?
You know, it'll be interesting to talk to Dana later in the show about just how difficult it is to go from the X to the Y to the Z in a moment's notice. And several times throughout this season, we've seen that happen where Tyreek went out, I think, in a warm-ups in one game, and suddenly everybody shifted. But Mecole Hardman has made, again, some of these clutch catches in some moments that really matter. And for the, you know, when you're behind guys like Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, because let's face it, you know, Kelce is a receiver so much of the time. When you're behind guys like that, it must be hard to come out of the shadows. But when your number gets called, it's important you step up.
He had a big day. This was great for him. And, I mean, he stepped up and made some beautiful plays. And it's good to see. You know, he's worked hard and perfecting his profession and doing better every day. So this was good for him.
McKinnon is the running back. They're going to throw a screen left. Hardman busts it. 35 at the 40. Jen Fuel 50 against Simmons. 40. 35. And they pound him down from behind. He fumbles the ball. They'll say down by contact at the 31-yard line of the Broncos. A quick wide screen to Hardman. A 44-yarder, and the Chiefs had the ball. 4-point lead at the 31-yard line of the Broncos.
Great for Mecole Hardman's confidence going into the playoffs with his first 100-yard receiving game of his career. But that 44-yarder was another big play in that game to seal the victory over the Broncos. Chiefs-Steelers, Sunday night, GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. You and I get asked a lot about the status of Clyde Edwards-Helaire at running back. Now, Dan, when we first saw him go down and get injured, we thought he might be done for the year. We're thinking broken collarbone, clavicle. What about his ability to be able to play maybe Sunday night against the Steelers?
Well, it just goes to show how tough this kid is. And, you know, we saw him last year kind of belt it out all year long. And he's done the same through some really painful injuries this year. But I also think it's interesting when you look at this running back group, how committed they are to producing. Look how much production Darrell Williams has been able to get done. Some of the runs we saw this past month from Derek Gore. Oh my goodness, Mitch. I mean, just busting open 40-yard runs. And then in Denver last week, we saw Jarrett McKinnon do the same thing. Tough running over the middle and getting some important first down conversions. So I love this running back group, but no doubt CEH is the starter. And if we're able to get some production out of him in the playoffs, that's fantastic. We got an update from Coach, actually.
Really, the only injury is Clyde, and he's making great progress. And I think we'll be able to get a little work out of him this week. But we'll see. We'll see how the next couple of days go. He's got a great attitude and wants to be out there. So
the Chiefs getting ready to play the Steelers on Sunday night. Another question is about Tyreek Hill, his heel injury, which limited him in the game against the Broncos. Now, we're going to hear from Josh Klingler, our sideline reporter, here in just a little bit, Dan. But I'm kind of getting sick of Kling giving us pregame warm-up injuries. It's the last. It's 2 weeks in a row. Orlando Brown Jr. against Cincinnati and Tyreek the cheetah in this game.
Yeah, we're going to have to penalize Josh for that. Throw a flag on that. We don't want that. No, you know, it was an interesting. We kind of noticed that Tyreek in the game, you know, that wasn't just getting the targets that he would normally get. So we knew that something was up there. But Mitch, you and I have been around this kid for a long time. You know how tough he is. There's no way you're keeping him out of the playoffs. I just can't imagine. But we did get an update from Coach on Ty.
Yeah, so that heel was sore after the game, and it's making a little progress the other way. So we're anticipating he's going to be okay to go. And he's another one that, you know, he wants to play every snap he can. So
Tyreek, so important to this football team, that's obvious. But he leads the National Football League in third down catches for first downs and has throughout much of the season. Now, you alluded, Dan, to the running back room earlier, but Darrell Williams didn't play much either against the Broncos. We know about D. Will and what he has meant to this 2021 football team and how he wants to be impactful in the playoffs. What about D. Will and against the Steelers on Sunday night?
Well, you know, Mitch, anytime you're talking about weeks 15, 16, in this case 17 and 18, it's tough to you're going to be banged up. You're going to be hurt. It's just such a long season. And so some of these injuries are kind of stacking up. But you get to sit down with Eric Bieniemy every week, and you know how tough that guy is. And that persona just permeates the running back room. All four of those running backs are so tough. And Darrell Williams is no exception.
Yeah, again, Darrell, you know, his toe was sore. it's still a little tender, but he's working through that. We'll just see how he does this week, but I anticipate him going.
Darryl's made some big plays in the playoffs. You go back to the 2018 divisional playoff victory over the Colts. Mm-hmm. Darryl big in that game. He did miss the run to the Super Bowl 54 championship out with injuries there. Now, the trenches, the guys up front. I think it was the first year Coach was here. It was prior to the playoffs, and Coach had such positive playoff experience with Philadelphia. I said, what is the most important thing? It took nanoseconds for him to respond. He just looked at me and said, the trenches. And he talked about the offensive line. Your thoughts on this offensive line going into the playoffs and the importance that Coach puts on the trenches?
I'll tell you, sometimes I think we're looking at the Sistine Chapel. You know, I think we're looking at the masterpiece from Da Vinci. It's crazy how much they have done over the past few seasons with the offensive line to keep it together, to keep them playing at a level. I mean, look, 2 weeks ago, you mentioned Josh telling us Orlando Brown goes down in warmups. They slide Tooney over. They bring in Nick Allegretti. And Nick Allegretti looks like a seasoned vet. He's out there playing like he has never, like he's been playing that position all year long. Same with Tooney. I really think it's amazing what Coach Reed, what Coach Heck have been able to do with that offensive line. And it's not only that they're doing well. Look what the run production this year. I mean, they've blocked for the run like no one expects the Chiefs to be a running team, but that offensive line, I think, would disagree with you. They love blocking for the run, and they love being that kind of offensive line. But they're able to not only do things together as a unit, cohesively, but when you start changing those positions around, to study every guy's position beside you, to know that each and every week, his assignment as well as your own, I just think it's fascinating, Mitch.
Yeah, well, I tell you, They've done a nice job of working through or getting familiar with one another. That's important. I like the production that we're getting. We've got to step it up even another notch as we go here. So they're in the right frame of mind. I think Andy's done a nice job with them, just like Brendan Daly's done with the defensive line. I mean, I know they're veteran guys, but sometimes it's harder to get those old veteran guys together than as the other ones. But Brendan's done a great job with the defensive line. So, as you know, I know how important it is when you get into the playoffs that those two groups are really playing well.
I just find it interesting. He was talking about the offensive line, and without being asked, he just goes right into the defensive line because he knows the trenches in the playoffs, and he thinks those two are the same when you get to the postseason. And we'll need that in the game, in this wild card game Sunday night at GEHA Field against the Steelers. Veterans and their importance in the playoffs. We talk about preseason speed, regular season speed, playoff speed. You and I waited 22 years for a playoff win. The Chiefs have had 6 playoff wins in the last 3 years. There are a lot of guys that will play in this game Sunday night who have playoff victories. What about the role, Dan, of a veteran and what Coach thinks about what that means going into the postseason?
Well, you know, Mitch, I think if you'd asked me this question 10 years ago or 20 years ago, for sure, I would have said, look, these guys play games every day. The playoffs, yes, a little faster, but no big deal. I couldn't disagree with that sentiment now more. One thing I think we've seen, you and I have both seen, as we made this historic run in 2019, and it even started in 2018, is that the experience that it takes to play in a big game, you cannot factor its value. It is so important to watch these guys stay settled on the sideline and know how tough this game may be. You really see these, you know, the younger guys look to the older guys when they get in these situations. They're very difficult when you're faced, when you're looking at the scoreboard and you're saying, look, if I don't do something this down, my season might end right now. That a young guy doesn't handle that well, and these veterans do. And so for the Chiefs to have so much veteran experience, I just think is so important. And it gets more important as the postseason progresses. Wild card weekend, it's important. Division weekend, it's more important. AFC Championship, it is critical. And the Super Bowl, it is everything. Everything. And so for me, I really like the Chiefs' level of veteran experience in playoff games.
I think the one thing that's good about it is the veteran guys that have been through it with us can tell the young guys, because we got quite a few young kids that are playing right now, and all of a sudden they're into game 18 here and going, holy later. I mean, we thought we had a long season at 12, you know, when they were playing college football. So it's I think that's a positive to know the speed of the game. I think is, you know, be able to share that with them is important. You don't know until you get in there, but for whatever reason, each level you go up in the playoffs, the speed of the game picks up. I mean, that's just the urgency level is, it's all single elimination, so the urgency level goes up.
Well, speaking of a veteran presence, you don't think of it with a young guy like Patrick Mahomes, but this will be his fourth playoff season, and he's already won a Super Bowl, been an MVP and a Super Bowl MVP, and he's got his 50th win. He just picked up his 50th win, in, 50-13 in the regular season. But, Dan, people want to think Mahomes has had an off year, but how much has he had, in many ways, his best year, maybe not statistically, but otherwise?
Well, I think, you know, that position is, you always get more credit and you always get more, you know, blame. But I feel like, you know, this year in particular, he has worked behind a brand new offensive line. He has made adjustments on the fly. He has become a more patient quarterback, Mitch. And I think when you talk about a quarterback maturing and learning, that's such a valuable tool. To watch what he's been able to do this year, it was easy in the previous seasons. I don't think it really was easy, but Mahomes made it look easy. He's had to work at it this year, and just as you said, this may be his, you know, best year in terms of effort. This is what Coach Reed had to say about Mahomes this season.
Yeah, no, he's done a nice job with it. You know, that fifth year, sixth year, you've got a pretty good grasp of the defenses you're going to see, and then it's a matter of fine tuning it and staying fresh on the new things that you put in each week. And I think he's handled that against a lot of different looks, whether it's zone or man. So, you know, it's important. You're always learning as a quarterback. You're always learning as a football player, period, and coach. And so it's been a good year for him that way. And he's really turned out some pretty good numbers and wins and all those things. So he's had a good year.
So now Patrick, with so much playoff success and experience at a young age, will go up against Ben Roethlisberger, who will be playing his 23rd playoff game. 13 playoff wins for Big Ben, including two Super Bowl championships. But Big Ben's last playoff win was in 2016 against the Kansas City Chiefs in that divisional playoff game with the controversial holding call. Okay. Here are the Steelers. Now, Dan, we talked about in my game day setup, I said it was going to, the game on Saturday at the Chiefs and Broncos was going to set off a spontaneous combustion of games. Oh my gosh. We had no idea, including down to the final second of the regular season. So it was almost comical when you're thinking coach has got to get ready for the Steelers, or is he?
Well, I tell you, first of all, the league adds an 18th week to an already long season, and somehow they managed to make the very last game of the entire regular season go into overtime and have it all for the marbles of a playoff seed. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. But I asked Coach earlier, actually, how do you prepare for all these different scenarios? And he basically said they can't. Well, as Sunday began to develop, they knew that they were going to see the Steelers. It just didn't quite come down the way we all thought it might. Coach was thinking, I think, same thing as every Steelers fan, Mitch. Oh, no, is this really going to end in a tie?
Yeah, we focused on Pittsburgh, and that's kind of the direction we headed yesterday. And then we watched the game, and, we were down the last 2 minutes going, you know what, we might be playing the Raiders. So, we did most of our focus on Pittsburgh. I mean, the chances of being a tie we felt were slim to none. But we got down there, and it was something. You know, it was quite a game.
So when all was said and done, all the smoke had cleared after all these explosions, it's the Steelers. It's the wild card round. It's Sunday night. But Dan, we know the Steelers. There's two things about the Steelers. They got a lot of pride, and they got a lot of toughness.
No, and I will say it's not the same Steelers as we faced years ago, but, you know, they made it to the playoffs, Mitch, and that toughness, that pride is how they got there. And I, you know, I can't imagine Ben Roethlisberger is planning for this to be his last playoff game. I think that's what I'd like to see, but it is not going to be an easy team. No team in the playoffs is a pushover, but, you know, I think people tend to look at the Steelers this year as maybe not the same. Here's Coach Reed's thoughts.
Well, I think they're playing well together. I think they're doing a nice job with that. Ben's playing well, and the runner's running well. Offensive line's doing a nice job. And defensively, listen, Pittsburgh's always good. So on that defensive side, and they fly around. They've got some all-star players on that side of the ball that do really well. I slighted their wide receiver. Their wide receivers are very good, too. So on the offensive side. So they're a good football team. They're well coached, and the organization with the Rooney family is strong. It's been strong for so many years.
Mike Tomlin's done a great job with that Steeler team. Okay, Dan, don't go away. We're going to bring you back in. Dana Hughes and Josh Klingler will join us as we get into this playoff game against the Steelers a little bit more. We'll be back with more on our Chiefs Kingdom show after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now, back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
And welcome back on this Chiefs Kingdom Show. Thanks to Coach Reed and also to Dan Israel for helping us on that segment as the Chiefs get ready now for the playoffs and the Super Wild Card Weekend Sunday Night Football against the Pittsburgh Steelers, a 7:15 kickoff time for that one. Now, we're going to take it up a notch as we get ready for the playoffs, because I am joined in studio by my esteemed colleagues on game day. The analyst, there's the Jersey Boys, and then there's the Jersey Boys. This is North Jersey. This is when it's real. Dana Hughes is with us. Thanks for being with us today, brother.
Thanks for having me, man. I'm excited to be here.
Playoff time. And Josh Klingler, our sideline reporter, the pride of Dubuque, Iowa, Hempstead High School. And here we go, buddy. Playoff speed.
I'm sitting far enough away from Dana, unlike when we're in the booth, when he takes some swings at me. So I'm going to keep my
You're
distance.
In safe
when
range.
When
You're
he's,
safe.
In, he's in playoff mode. It's, yeah. He's thinking back. Yeah.
So my Bruce Sternum from what game was it when I took this shot? Like, yeah. It was illegal contact, but it's like, talk about broken clavicle. I think I had one. And then we have him on the line, don't we? Dan hung around. So Dan Israel's
with
evening,
us. Good evening,
gentlemen. Yep, executive producer with us. So we're going to have a little round table, some fun here over the next several minutes and talk about the playoffs. But before we do, if people were listening to the game day setup, I talked about alliteration and the words P. I wish I would have said the pre-playoff playoffs, because let's get everybody's reaction to the crazy Week 18 and how we got here. But, Danan, you and I kind of talked about this throughout December. How wild was it in this last regular season weekend, which really felt like the playoffs?
I tell you what, Mitch. To me, it was probably one of the more exciting weekends of football that I've been around. And as a fan, not as a player, but watching all the interdivisional games where teams, you know, you hear people from the outside talk about you should be, you know, laying an egg and thinking about draft position. And it's like they couldn't get out of their own way. And that's what made it so cool, is that like you really want me to lose to another divisional team like Jacksonville? Like, you can't make me go not go fight against the Colts. You can't, you know, the Patriots and the Dolphins. I mean, all throughout the league, I thought it was one of the more exciting weekends that I have been around football. I was fortunate enough, because we got flexed to Saturday, I went out to Vegas with some buddies and went to the game and watched the Raiders versus the Chargers. And I mean, I could have a whole show just on that experience of the fans and the back and forth between the Charger fans and the Raider fans, and people wanting to leave, but then not wanting to leave and going by the exit, then walking back out. And it was just crazy. I thought the NFL, when you talk about a big business doing things the right way, I mean, they nailed it this year.
They did nail it. And you mentioned kind of pre-playoff, but it was also for the teams that weren't in it. They treated it like their playoff game.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, Houston, that was their playoff game. Jacksonville, like, okay, this is our kickoff for next year and that type of thing. And if those teams don't come to play, it's not as exciting. But everybody did, and I think the divisional games, which we had talked about earlier, Mitch, the fact that there were divisional games made it work. If you weren't playing divisional games and it was just the extra add-on game, I don't think you'd have gotten this kind of fight from those teams that were out of it.
I mean, the Texans.
I'd throw the Broncos into that as well.
True, yeah.
No question. Yeah, and we kind of anticipated, all four of us anticipated the Broncos were going to come out swinging, and they did exactly that, Dan.
Yeah, you got to hand it to Drew Lock. Look, who knows what his future is going to be, but you could see the fight in him, and that's what it takes to be a champion. Look, he's not ready yet, but he gets behind a coach that knows how to bring up a quarterback. Mm-hmm. Good things for Drew Lock in the future, I think.
But Dana nailed it, and Kling, too, in the fact that Browns beat the Bengals. Jags beat the Colts. The Lions beat the Packers.
Yeah.
They're going, if I'm going to lay down and quit and get ready for the offseason, no, I ain't going to lay down for
now
these guys.
Now it's a little bit bad for the playoff teams because everybody got pushed in that regard. Like you mentioned, Packers, they played their guys probably longer than they thought. We all were hoping the Chiefs could back off in the fourth quarter. That couldn't come to play. Obviously, you know, there was only a couple teams that really could throttle back. Most everybody had to play that full game, which made it great.
And the league, what a crazy year. Games decided in the last possession, comes down to the final seconds of overtime, where a tie would have caused cataclysmic discussions and efforts. All right, let's jump into this game now as we get ready for the Chiefs and the Steelers. And Dana, I'll start with you. As the Chiefs come into this now, pulling that game out, losing to the Bengals, sixth straight AFC West title. Let's go around the horn here and what we like about the 2021 Chiefs going into the 2022 January playoffs.
So what I really like about this Chiefs team where it is now is that we know who they are. And I guess more importantly, they know who they are. And I don't know if we would have been able to say that 9 weeks ago, 10 weeks ago. I think we kind of hoped that they would get to this point, but we didn't know. And I think if you're talking about postseason success, or at least the recipe thereof, it's about having an identity and knowing exactly who you are and what you're going to bring to the table. And with this offense, we have Patrick Mahomes staying in the pocket, not exiting right and left and being predictable like other teams like the Buccaneers and other teams last year and earlier this year talked about. We have a defense that is a hunting defense. We are hunting. We are foot on the gas pedal hunting. You might get a big play on us or a couple, but we're still coming after you, and I like that attitude. To me, that's a postseason attitude. That's not just about regular season or playing in the division. So the identity of this team, as long as we're healthy and we stay in that zone, to me is a scary thing for other teams in the playoffs, and knowing that two teams will have to come through Arrowhead, at least two, which it might be a shakeup, and who knows? Like we saw in 2019, let's hope for that. But I like the fact that we have established an identity and it's working for us and everybody's buying into it.
I think for me, Patrick Mahomes has found the way to navigate through people adjusting to him. He's adjusted to the adjustment, you know what I mean? So I feel like he's looks much more comfortable than he did a number of weeks ago. Yeah. The overall big picture one is that, to me, that this team had so many contributors this year. So many guys had their moment or their confidence builder. You can go up and down the depth chart and find guys that had their moment. Jared McKinnon probably picks up his last week, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's been every single week somebody's done this. And I think that kind of has a groundswell of confidence and burst. Like, I've done this. I've been there. Byron Pringle's had his moments. I mean, you can point to any guy on offense or defense that has had their moment. It hasn't just been like, here's a couple stars that have shined. I think everybody having a piece of it, to me, is, I think, my favorite part of this year's team.
Dan, what do you like about this team?
I agree, Kling, to, you know, the in the regular season, because we know we're not getting through the next 3 weeks without some adjustments, right? We know that. That's the way that this league is. It's that tough of a league. I think for me, guys, what I like most is the experience of these guys. They know what the next 3 weeks, what the fight is going to be like. They understand that, and I don't think there's a lot of teams out there that have been around for the last 3 or 4 years that understand what it's going to take to get all the way to Los Angeles. And so for me, the fight, knowing the fight, is the maybe the best part of what's in their playbook. No matter what the play is called, they're going to have to fight well beyond the whistle every single play. If they do that, They have the confidence that they can win these games and get to the destination that they're looking for.
Danon, you were going to say something?
Oh, no, I was agreeing with her. I think, you know, when you talk about that confidence like Kling was talking about it and what Dan is talking about and identity, you don't ever feel like you're out. You don't ever feel like you're out of a game, out of a series, out of a drive, out of an opportunity. And it was a growing process. Let's remember this 2-3 and 3-4 team. I know we can go to that 8-game stretch and you know, get consumed with that, but we can also remember, it's okay to remember some of the not so good, to recognize the maturation process and where we got to right now.
To me, the two things that, well, there's three things I like. And I compare it to the 2019 run, the young linebackers. Mm-hmm. You have young linebackers who can make explosive plays. We just saw Nick Bolton do it.
Love
the 2019
it.
Team mm-hmm. could not make that play. Nothing against the linebackers on that team. They won a Super Bowl. They couldn't make that play. Two, young offensive linemen. In 2019, I'll have Mitchell Schwartz in here next week. They were hanging on. Mm-hmm. These were older guys through that we talk about long season, hanging on. These dudes are young and full of spunk, man. Let's go. Three's the mindset. For years, we drove around this town, Wiley the Coyote, mm-hmm. with an anvil over our head. Oh, my God, it's the Colts. Oh, my yeah. God, it's the Colts. This mindset now, Danon, is let's go. That's yeah. six playoff wins in 3 years. The mindset here has changed from Wiley Coyote to the Roadrunner.
It has. And, you know, some people would say we've been spoiled. Okay. I mean, we've been spoiled.
Yes.
It was a long time coming.
I think
we deserve it.
A lot of years not being spoiled.
Like, we deserve it. It's okay to be spoiled. But I think the spoiling factor is more about the expectation factor. Like, we are in the Chiefs' kingdom. We expect this type of football, this type of performance, this type of one or two seed. Not saying that we wouldn't settle for a three or a five seed if things shook up or you went through injuries in the future. But this is what we become to expect. And I think that's great for the Chiefs kingdom. It keeps us alive. I can't wait to see the fans on Sunday Night Football. They get all day to get some gasoline in them. And then we're going to have Sunday Night Football against the Steelers in the playoff round. Patrick Mahomes' first ever wild card game. How about
that's
that?
Nuts. Nuts.
That's how spoiled they've gotten, yes. which is awesome.
Okay,
has anyone told him that what the wild card game is?
I don't know. He'll figure it out. When we come back, we now know it's the Steelers. After the crazy day and the days of Saturday and Sunday, we will get into the Steelers. This is fresh. Just saw them the day after Christmas. We'll talk about this Pittsburgh team that is the wild card opponent. After this, on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now, back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Back on the Chiefs Kingdom Show as we get ready for the playoff game Sunday night, Chiefs against the Steelers in the Super Wild Card Weekend at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium, 7:15 kickoff. And a reminder, Hy-Vee's got this program going, which is awesome. You can visit any Kansas City area Hy-Vee tonight, tomorrow, throughout the next several days, and donate much-needed personal hygiene items, toothpaste, toothbrushes, shampoo, body wash, lotion, and more. Your donation will be distributed to local schools through City Year and Giving the Basics. And a reminder, our player interviews all season long are brought to you by Helzberg Diamonds. 100 years, 200 locations, Helzberg Diamonds has served the Chiefs' kingdom. Kling, I don't know if you're getting any swag. Danon, you know, once a player, always a player. We may have to get him some Helzberg swag. I know Israel doesn't get it. So anyway, we have to figure something out for you. All right, guys, let's jump in. Dan, I'll start with you, and then we'll go reverse around here and get Kling and then Danon. Drawing the Steelers. The day after Christmas, played these same guys, and here it is again just 3 weeks later in a playoff game. I'll just tell you this, straight up, I had Friday night in the hotel room, right, grab and go. I've tried to stay distance in the hotel room under kind of quasi-quarantine. I was working ahead on the two highest probabilities, the Colts and the Chargers.
Yep.
It's the Steelers, Dan. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you, after watching that game last night, I was exhausted just to the end. I didn't think I was ever going to get to the end, and I was afraid it was going to end up in something other than the Steelers. But, you know, I think there's a little bit of scar tissue left over from years past with the Steelers. Do I think they're the same team as they were? No. But here's the deal. Ben Roethlisberger is formidable in a playoff game. I don't care what is around him, he's able to do things that you might not see all regular season. So Chiefs are going to have their work cut out. I think you'll see a very strong Steelers performance. I don't think it'll be the same as the game that we faced them earlier in the season. However, I still believe the Chiefs are superior, and if the Chiefs take care of business, they take care of the game plan and just these penalties that have been plaguing us a little bit, they should be able to handle the Steelers and progress.
I was thinking about what the Steelers were thinking about. Yeah, what they had to be thinking about yesterday. They won their game. They thought, okay, we're in, unless this week.
Or are we?
And then they had to wait until like 12:15
Eastern time, yeah,
to find out that they were in. I thought that was funny because I didn't look at their scenarios heading into the weekend. I didn't look at the Steelers scenarios. I knew they had a chance to make the postseason, but that one wasn't in my mind. I'm like with you, Mitch, that it wasn't about prepping for either one of those two. It was going to be Colts and then probably the Chargers, right? So yeah, you don't want to jump into like a false sense of security about this whole thing, but that was one of the performances where the Chiefs had were like, that was no problem. That was no problem.
Yeah.
That was like a calm, cool performance against the Steelers. And aside from maybe TJ Watt being a game wrecker, which he wasn't, he had the ribs when the Chiefs faced him, or as Dan mentioned, like Ben playing his final hurrah, I just love this matchup for the Chiefs. And they didn't have Travis Kelce.
Right.
Tyreek Hill was very, very limited in that game. I just don't see enough things that the Steelers can do that if the Chiefs just play their game and be smart and composed that they don't walk away from this one. I love this matchup for Kansas City.
Yeah, I like the matchup. I will say there is a side of me that's always concerned when you beat up somebody that bad. Like you come to a crossroads in prep. And what I mean by that is, okay, you won so bad, so decisively, again, without your stars in the fashion that they did, all three phases of the game, and they get to prepare for that version of you. What versions of them are you preparing for? Are you going to say, hey, let's throw out the same stuff we just did because it worked? Or do you try to get over creative at times? And that's where that dichotomy that coaches have to go through is when you dominate somebody and you beat them, okay, well, that worked. But now, okay, well, let's do this now because we feel like this is going to work. And now you're in that crossroads. So that's where my mind goes is, man, when you beat a team, especially with a veteran quarterback, with the playmakers they do have, you know, Najee Harris rushed for 90, almost 100 yards.
Mm-hmm.
That's a recipe that they would like to employ. You went against a unhealthy TJ Watt. Now you have a fully healthy TJ Watt. There's concern there just because maybe some of the scar tissue, like you said, the scar tissue of the experiences with the Pittsburgh Steelers, especially in the playoffs. So, but
Mitch,
I do agree.
You can hear Danen's pride right here, though, right? You
know, yeah, but he beat the Steelers in the playoffs. Player. Your rookie year, you got a wild card win over these guys.
Yeah, we got a big win. That was my first catch, first playoff experience, and that was, what, one of my only two playoff wins in my entire career. So, but I just get concerned around this time because it's not about the best football team. It can be just about a stumble here or there. And we've seen that. I mean, you know, the forward progress game with Derek Johnson. I mean, you know, the comeback by the Colts. I mean, I hate to bring all this up to the Chiefs Kingdom, but maybe if I get it out of my system, I'm woosahing myself right now. I get it out of my system that, now.
That's it, Wiley Coyote, the Acme Anvil. You know,
yeah, that spot of arrogance in the last segment, and now you're like bringing it.
No, we'll get him back. I'll say this about these guys: if Mike Tomlin's running down that tunnel, it's enough to be concerned about.
Yeah.
I think he's tough. Mm-hmm. If he's there. He's as formidable as anybody they got. They get Freiermuth back for this game. They didn't have Pat Freiermuth. 36 playoff wins as a franchise. Big Ben's had 13. His last win was in Kansas City. It was the 2016 divisional playoff game. We have 3 minutes left with you guys. And let's go quickly here. But I want to ask you first, Danen, because you've played one playoff games, lost playoff games. Quickly, playoff speed. What's it mean to you?
Playoff speed to me is still about trying to win versus not trying to lose. And I think if you look back at my career, we had some teams where we tried not to lose during games where there was specific moments you can look at that Colts game in 96 and say, we're trying not to lose. Why are we not continuing to run the ball? We ran for 100 yards in the first half, et cetera, et cetera. So I think Andy Reid, he knows the pulse of this team, that they will not show up to try not to lose. They're going to go out to win, and I think that's where the rallying cry around the Chiefs' kingdom can really benefit.
I want the speed to show up on defense. I want the playoff speed for this defense to get back, shake these last couple weeks where there's been some kind of bumps, and get back to that defense that was wrecking people during the win streak.
Love it. Dan, playoff speed, what's it mean to you?
Urgency. And when they start fast and they get a lead, they got to hang on.
Hit him in the mouth.
We got him back.
Dan's ready.
Dan's back. Dan's
look
ready.
Out. Back. Look out, guys.
Go get cash, block a punt, and beat the Steelers. Mine, to me, playoff speed. I have seen guys wilt in the playoffs who were great in the regular season, and some rise in the playoffs. We've seen it under Andy Reid. We saw it in the March in 2019. We saw it last year some. We saw it in the 2018 Darrell Williams. Nobody knew who he was. And in the Colts game, he was a big factor in a playoff win. Some guys rise, some guys wilt. And to me, playoff speed is who will rise. Thanks for being here tonight, you guys. Appreciate it so much. It's a blessing to work with you in these games. And Danan, we got you back, buddy. Let's go.
Yes, let's ride.
Sunday's too far away, man. I'm like, let's go.
Clink's taping his ankles.
You're getting close to me.
I am. I'm backing off.
I'm sticking a bruised shoulder. And Dan, thank you so much. And thanks for your help today. And thanks to AJ Engel, who helped us as we talked to Coach today. But Dan, thank you so very much for being with us tonight.
Always, brother.
All right. Dan Israel, executive producer of the network. Josh Klingler, sideline reporter. And the one, the only, wide receiver, special teams
knucklehead,
the Jersey boys from North Jersey. This ain't no Jersey Shore, man. It's North Jersey. We'll be back to close things out and get you ready. Steelers Chiefs after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Welcome back as we close things out on this Monday night, getting ready for a Sunday night playoff football game, part of the Super Wild Card weekend. The Chiefs will be hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers, a 7:15 kickoff time on Sunday night. I am so blessed to work with our Chiefs radio network team, Dan Israel, the executive producer, in my brief 28 seasons in this league. I've been with Dan every one of those years, and he's amazing. Danan Hughes, I called his games, tells you how old I am, in the first 5 years of my career with the Chiefs. And then Josh Klingler, who's been outstanding as our sideline reporter and just as thorough as you can get. All right. It's the 24th playoff year for the Chiefs. It will be, again, at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium against the Pittsburgh Steelers. The danger alert here, sound the sirens, would be to take the Pittsburgh Steelers for granted. They are number one in the league in sacking the quarterback. They sacked Baker Mayfield 9 times in the week before this game, this last week. And with Big Ben Roethlisberger, he's just feisty enough to make this game tough. They are a tough team, and they are a team with lots of pride, led by Mike Tomlin. So get ready and lock your jaw for playoff football. For the Chiefs, they won 3 playoff games in 48 seasons. From 1970 to 2017, that all changed. With Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, they have won 6 playoff games in the last 3. It's time for a 7th. Thank you for joining us tonight. It is playoff time. Chiefs against the Steelers Sunday night. And you can hear it on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Hey, this is Chiefs sideline reporter Josh Klingler. Thank you for listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show. As a reminder, you can hear Mitch Holthus with us on Fesco in the Morning every Friday morning at 7:30 leading into the game that weekend. And don't miss color analyst Danan Hughes every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Tune in for exclusive one-on-one Chiefs interviews throughout the season on the Odyssey app and your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. Thank you for listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by the Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger.
This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.